Prior to the end of the first century, all the 12 apostles of the Lord Jesus died. The biblical text focused on only a few of these people. For the many, how they went about with their ministry and how they died for the cross are not known in the biblical text. Although extra-biblical accounts have been given about their lives and ministries, since the biblical text did not see it fit to include their story in the text, we may be content with it. After all, even not recording the stories and deaths of these other apostles is communicating to us a great lesson. Yes, the silence of the biblical text concerning Thomas, Andrews, Philip, not the evangelist, Simon, Matthew, and the rest, is telling ministers, both young and old, that it is not about our brilliance and glory. This is a great lesson that the earlier one learns it the better. Stephen and Philip the evangelists were all deacons when these apostles were functioning as the sent ones of Christ. Within a few years, Stephen and Philip were not serving at the table anymore, they were there preaching. They were endowed not only with eloquence but with the power of God. In the end, Stephen died a Christian hero, and the biblical text focused on his evangelistic campaign that led to his heroic death. Stephen became the first Christian martyr. Philip the evangelist went about preaching, baptizing, casting out demons, and healing those who were sick. Acts 8 is dedicated to his ministry. Later, the biblical text revealed that he had four daughters who were prophetesses. All these are known facts. They are not a mystery. Nonetheless, the only mystery is why did the biblical text ignore the ministry of many of the apostles? When one reads the Gospels, it becomes clear that it was not Peter alone who was an outspoken person. Thomas, Andrews, Philip, and Nathanael were all outspoken. Their ministries therefore couldn't have been done in small quarters. Yet, regardless of what they did, only scanty information is left behind in the biblical text for us. If the lives and ministries of the apostles of Christ were not the focus, then we the up-and-coming ministers must learn this earlier. It was not a coincidence that God gave us the stories of Stephen and Philip the evangelist. No. God is telling us that He can use anyone for His glory. It does not matter the gifts you have been endowed with, you are not the focus. The object of praise, glory and fame is God. That is why He gave the stories of these two young evangelists and neglected most of the apostles. The interesting thing about this is that God saw what the other apostles did. He only chose not to bring it to the public view. Maybe, and I reiterate, maybe, if the Lord showed us what they did and how they were martyred for the Christian faith, instead of loving, savoring, and cherishing Christ alone, we would have cherished and honored these apostles than their Lord and Savior. In God's wisdom, He does whatever is fitting. Yet, when God was closing His book, we read of the apostles, "Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb," Revelation 21:4 NKJV. Most of the apostles that the biblical text only gave us scanty information about will receive their honor in due time. Their work was seen and acknowledged by the Holy One. He did not forget their works, although He chose not to show them to us for a purpose. In our lives and ministries, this can happen to us. Some will not have the opportunity to preach to even 200 people in their lifetime, while some will be standing in front of 600 and above people week in and week out. Some would have radio programs whilst others would not. Some would be on the television whilst others would not. Some preachers would be popular that even children would know their first and last names, whilst many would not be known. One thing we can learn from the lives of the apostles is that God is the one who lifts up. When He lifts a deacon to become a great preacher and miracle worker, let it be. It does not negate your call. Philip the evangelist did not replace Thomas. The call of Philip the evangelist did not mean the rest of the apostles were less important. The names of the apostles would be on the 12 foundations of heaven. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has a purpose for us. The fame and glory bestowed by men would soon perish. If we chase after these things, we will find ourselves wanting. Let us be content with Christ and the ministry He has given us. Do not go about saying, "When did this guy come into the ministry?" It does not matter. Even if this guy came today and God has lifted him above you, will you fight God? For this reason, let us focus on what He has called us to do. If He chooses to show us to the world, so be it. But if He chooses to cover us from the public view, so be it. After all, it is about His glory, name and praise. It is not about us. Yet, He will not forget our love, faithfulness and good work. Soli Deo Gloria. Michael Yautano. tanamichael65@gmail.com. You can also listen to this and similar posts on these podcasting apps: Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Public Radio, and Spotify.